Croeso, welcome to Tales of Wales. This is a Throwback Thursday episode, which when we look back through the vaults of our past episodes. So if you're a first-time listener and you're up to date with the most recent ones, this is a chance to go back to our old episodes. And you can find the link to the episode in the description of this episode. I've said episode a lot there. Or if you're a long-time listener...
Also, the clips we usually put are nothing to do with the title because it's just us talking shite. But it gives you a taster of what we're talking about.
We're re-recording this because you must have been sick of the three intros we've done for ages. So no further ado, here's this week's episode.
Amy's not the biggest fan of it, but when we go on holiday, I love going to find... like if they've got a British bar somewhere,
because
they're always the biggest shitholes.
Yeah,
and they've always got like there's only one place I went actually where there was one called the Celtic Bar, which I quite enjoyed. It wasn't that great though. It just had like it just had a Welsh flag, an Irish flag, and a Scottish flag like hung up on a wall somewhere. It was like Celtic Bar then, but most of them have like it's a British proper British, and all they have things like that. I don't know if they think this is what pubs are like in Britain, but there's like crossbows on the walls and just like portraits of Henry VIII and stuff like that. And
it's
just
every pub I go to, we have some hounds and some Shakespeare read to me as I walk in.
But there's always normally cheap and cheerful is what I like about them.
Well, not really cheerful, cheap and
cheap and open. Fucking miserable. Just don't like it.
Also, if you don't listen to the full episode, some people sometimes I do a podcast, I listen to as much as I can, and then I fuck it off. And we've started reading out the reviews at the end of the podcast, and I was thinking, maybe should we do it at the start, or should we do it as a teaser, but tell them that we can let the people who don't listen to the very end know that we're reading out the funny reviews we're getting?
Oh, we could do, yeah. I mean, we could just shift it to the front, couldn't we? Oh, classic us. Still in the bloody Qatar history top charts, aren't we?
I was going to say that.
71.
On that, because we have a friend, we know someone who's a expat out there, and he shared it with his friends. So there's a bunch of expats in Qatar who are now into this. So it looks like we got loads of Qatarians, but really it's just a bunch of the lads who are over there. So big shout out to Big Rod Lewis, Rod Davis.
Got cheers, his name Big on. Rod. Thank you, baby. I'll... should we don't want to read out the nasty one, do we? We've already
What's
done that a few times,
one?
I think. You know, the jibber jabber.
Hit it again, because it is quite funny. And I don't
know. I'll give you the full one. This is from Olivia 200.
200th of her name.
Yeah, 200th of her name. And she says, it is hard to get through this. I understand a little conversation between the presenters, but this is way over the top. I am interested in the subject matter, but not all the jibber-jabber.
Oh.
Fucking hell. Tell you what, Olivia, next time you get a prompt to give someone a fucking review, don't rip their entrails out, okay? Dangle it in front of them and say, this is dog shit. You are made of dog shit. It's not very nice.
We have families, Olivia.